Continuing in Shoresh Dalet, finishing up. So, after a week hiatus, our last time we spoke about the Kedoshim Tiyu and the Hiskadishim Lisim Kedoshim. At the end of the Shoresh, the very short Shoresh, the Rambam says, Umizeha Shoresh, Gamkin Amru, Umaltam as Arlas Lavavchem. Wrote Salomar, Shikabulishma, Komashikadim Zerchem and Amitzos, Vechin Varpachem Losiakshu Od. Rotzalomar al taksha es levavcha libcha v'tekabel komash etzivischa v'lo savor alav. So he says the Bahag in this shorash made the following mistake. The pasuk in Parshas Ekev says, Dvarim perik yud pasuk tes zayin umaltam es orlas levavchem. You should remove the orla. Rashi says the covering, right? Extra covering. It's extra. It's unnecessary. It's blocking your heart. So remove it. Have a mila on your heart. The arbechem lo sakshuod, sakshuod. The your stiff necks, you should no longer harden. Like we say, am kishay oref, right? Arbechem oref, same shoresh. Stop hardening your necks. So what's pshat in that pasuk? So the Rambam says pshat in that pasuk is, our parish Rashi the Rambam, umaltem es orlas lavchem, wrote shalom rashi kabel v'yishma komash kadam zachem in a mitzvah. Everything that we've said up until now, meaning all the Torah. Start listening. You should listen with your heart. Don't be blocked. Open up your ears. The ears of the Torah are not just your physical ears, but it's your heart. That's the main thing. That's where we listen to Torah from our hearts. That's the first thing we should do. Remember the mitzvos. Don't harden and stiffen your neck. Don't harden your... What would happen? Okay, it's one thing to listen, but if you continue hardening your heart, hardening your neck. The Rambam says that, interchanged it with heart and neck. I don't know how we do that. He says, Ratzel Omar, Al Tikshas Libcha, even though it says, V'arpechem, you have to work on that. But don't harden the faculties that don't allow you to listen to the Torah. If you harden them, you'll be over on the mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, this is a general tzivoy. It's chizik. It's being mechazik, the rest of the Torah. So obviously, it doesn't get counted. But the Bahag counts it as a lav of los sitakshu arpechem, right? That you shouldn't harden your stiffen your neck. So how does the Ramban miyashe from that? The gam be mitzvos lo sase shlo mana u'minanira alai b'lav arpechem los sitakshu od. So the Baha'i counts it as a lav, right? You could have had a choice. You could have said it's an asay of maltim es arlas lavav. From the pasuk say the same thing. It's an asay of mila. Or it's a lav of arpechem lo sakshu od, so the Baha'i counts it as a lav of lo sakshu od. Shehu lav miyuchad mechadish mitzvah. No, Rambam, it's not a general point. It's being mechadish a mitzvah right now. The inyan sheyitzav al hayosim shomim min hanaviim. We should listen to the navi. Vlo yiskashu od b'sheilos ha'osos mehem. V'tayna machreim kasher asu b'mitzrayim kodom lezeh. Kinyan shekasuv va'olde lahem besoch mitzrayim v'omer lahem ish shekutzeina of hashlicha v'gegulei mitzrayim al titamu v'yamru bovlo avol l'shmali. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem gave him a mission. Go tell Klai Yisrael, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, al pi nevua. Moshe Rabbeinu feared, they're not going to listen to me. They're so caught up in the gegulei Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim had a whole warped perspective. They didn't have nevua. They had other ways of being dorish to their gods. And Klai Yisrael with all had such a warped perspective, and we're going to listen to the Divrei Navi. So what the Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, what the Torah is telling us here, is stop doing that. Stop looking around and trying to figure out other ways of getting to what the Ratzon of Hashem is. It's clear. There's only one way to do that. That's what the Navi tells us. The Ein Safek Yizei Hayai Yidei Navi O Neviim Shluchim Aleim Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Vashalom Acherim Terem Bo V'Rabbasinu Zal Yachzulu Aaron HaKohen. Ramban says that for sure what was going on in those psukim in what the Torah was saying in Yisro, that the stop following the Shekutzei Inov and the Gilulei Mitzrayim, there must have been other Nevi'im, Chazal point to Aaron that was there at the time of Moshe, that told Klai Yisrael, stop doing what you're doing, listen to the Navi, listen to Moshe. The Nevi'im would do an os. They would make a sign, make a miracle. They say, look, we're right. It's a nevuah. But still, Klai Yisrael didn't listen, and they hardened their hearts. They What does it mean that Paro hardened his heart? So Pashup Shada means that Paro was stubborn and he wouldn't listen to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he says specifically what it means is that he would ignore the signs of Nevuah and he would pay attention to his own signs. What happened the first time they come to Chartumim? It says that the Torah says that he didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because he believed in the Chartumim. So you see that you could be masked. The Navi, its truth could be masked by other signs. And that's what the Torah is telling us now. Don't follow those signs. Because of Avosinim Mitzrayim lo hashlichu v'nefosecha v'yamru al yam v'yamsuf. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that our forefathers in Mitzrayim, they didn't throw away your niflos, and they followed you in yamsuf. Because of al tikshu levachem k'meriva k'yom masav v'midbar. Don't, like you did by the whole machlokas in the midbar, don't harden your hearts. Ubavor inyan hazeh amr b'maisa igel ra'isi es am hazeh v'hinei am k'shei orifu. Yomru ki atos asher. Now, what? Now again, the Ramban has a beautiful explanation with Shitaso on those psukim. Before you learned anything, so what would you say? Pashup Shana on those psukim. I'm sure if they're a stubborn nation, they're not following the mitzvot. They were over on Avera. But if it's much more than that, what exactly was the Avera of Chet Egel? They were following a sign that wasn't the true sign, that was taking them away from the MS, from the Navi, from Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it say by Chet Egel? What's an RL? Someone falls off their signs of Gashmias to take them away from the true signs of the Torah. And in Dvarim, it's Medrik and the Psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was just recounting the story of Chet Egel, and in that context, it says, "Umaltem is arlas levavchem." So arlas lev is being confused by other signs of Gashmias away from the Nevuah. So it's a mitzvah right now in Mechadeshes to follow, to listen to the words of the Navi. Before we see why the Rambam doesn't accept that, it's just fascinating that there are other Perushim and the Rishonim on this mitzvah. Bahag is not the only one to count this pasuk of Am Kshay Oruf, Shias Oruf, Los Sakshu as Arpachem. Other Rishonim count it, but other Rishonim count it for a different mitzvah. So in Sefer Mitzvahs of Sajigon on Los Sase Mempas, so all Rav Sajigon wrote in his poem is Ulahak Shos Oruf. He counts as love, don't be Kshay Oruf. So what is that coming to include? So it's a machlokas, we have the Ramban's approach, it's coming to listen to the Navi, not to follow after signs of Gashmias. The Yerayim also has this in Mitzvah Pratius, and this is his Lashon. Umaltim is Orlos Levavchem. The Yerayim is in Simen Ches, but that's not going to help you very much because it's all moved around. If I don't remember where it is in the new edition, but here it quotes Simen Ches, it's not Simen Ches. But the Yerayim says, following Lashon. Umaltim is Orlos Levavchem, V'arpachem lo sakshuod, perish kshuos oref, choshev belibo shalo shav lashov liotzro. Over there you'll see he elaborates on and he quotes Los Asurach Levavchem. A person thinks in his heart that he's not going to do tshuva. He's going to continue on his way of averos. He's going to think about Los Asurach Levavchem. He's going to think about following after his heart and going after averos. That's the Los Asay. The Yerayim says it's the Los Asay in Machshava to even think to be over on averos. It's a very strong point of Musar. How much the Torah, it's kind of like a mitzvah calling, right? It's like a siyag, there's no specific avera. It's a siyag to all other mitzvahs, right? It's not that it's being mechadish right now a new avera. It's to think about all the other 364 averas, right? It's not a new avera, there's something new, no, but to think about eating chazer, to continue on my path of being over on other averas and not do tshuva, that itself is a lav. I guess it's a lav that's mechazik tshuva, even though the Yerayim definitely has an assay of tshuva as well. But it's allowed to not be mala libeno averos and to continue in our ways, to not stop and think to do tshuva. That's the Yerayim Shita and this.
What do you mean, Kina? Goes crazy about like, the fact that like controlling your emotions.
Right.
And, like,
right. So everybody agrees that there is a lav of losasurach rei levavchem. So the question is what that lav entails. The Rambam says that entails, I think, not reading it, like not reading and learning and following things of Avodah Zarah. So that's not a question. You're saying that's not emotions. But not to tshuva, and to continue thinking about continuing. It's not just it's more than an emotion. It's a you're continuing to attach yourself to a hate, that you're.
Oh, okay, I mean, you can't say formulate, but the way you're formulating it.
No, sorry. So, if a person has a taiva to be over an avera, I don't think that's what the Urayim would include. I think he's admits the avera already.
You're saying it's a siyag d'oraisa. You're not saying there's anything inherently wrong with that thought. You're saying that we're like worried that you might come to do this. But when it comes to kid, there might be something inherently wrong with that machshava. Then like an issue with that machshava itself. But he's saying here it might be a gedder.
Right. I mean, that'd be a clear difference. I mean, maybe for kina, so that's harder because the Torah is telling you to have a specific emotion. Here, the Torah is just telling you to have a certain attitude about the other lapin. So if the Torah is mitzav on the lot, meaning what do you mean? It's an emotion. I have an emotion. I want to ichazer. Yeah, so I have a time for machal sasuros. So since the actions are so the Torah is telling you that the machshava towards those actions and to be in those actions and continue doing them without doing tshuva. That's part of the sevira. So I don't think the thing is more than just an emotion.
I'll
read Lashon again. So it's a little confusing. At this point, it's definitely not emotion. I'm thinking in my heart, I don't want to do tshuva. I'm happy in the situation that I'm in. I like eating machal sasuros. I like whatever else I do, whatever the veiros I do. I enjoy, you know, being chorish b'shor b'chamor. I don't want to give up my shor b'chamor, so I'm not going to do tshuva. So that's not an emotion, to take a stand to not do tshuva. So maybe I dramatized the Urayim too much. And the time that I have that thought, I'm over on the Averus. And that, what would it be called? Let's say like this. What's it called not doing tshuva on my Averus? Continuing in my Averus. Says the Urayim, we're going to get you before that. Before you even do that next Averus, once you start planning out, I'm going to continue on my Derech of doing Averus, that's when you're over on the Slav. So, yeah, so it's not, I don't think it's a type of per se, it's more the active thought to start being involved in those affairs. That's the Urayim. She's a very unique, very mechudosh. And the smack says something more understandable, but other Rishonim have a different mitzvah. The smack says, Inyan prati v'zeh l'shono, l'mol orlas halev, shenemar maltim es orlas l'vavchem, so he has it more as an essay, perish l'oiv es ha-tochios, l'oiv mishiochichenu, v'gam shalom ha-melech, alav ha-shalom kosev, v'sifro, ha-cheyach l'chachem v'yavecha. V'metzazu yesh lav, shenemar barvachem l'osak, sh'ovud arkel l'shono. So smack has a lav and an essay, and I think he's Lushitaso. Yerachim Fishel Perlow explains that the smack always counts lav and essay as one. We'll get to that at a later show, Rish, when we count in a lav, let's say Shabbos, right? Shabbos has a lav, Shabbos has an essay, is that counted as one, counted as two? Smack here says there's a lav and an essay, you get counted as one. And the mitzvah is, what does it mean, Omalat Mussar or love Elohim? You should love Mussar, you should love people, you should love Mussar itself. If you get Tocha, you should love the words of Tocha. And you should love the one who gives you tocha. So it's basically the mitzvah of tochacha, but it's not focused. This is important. Actually, Jonah mentioned this a few weeks ago, something like this. We'll have to follow up with him. That it's not the mitzvah of tocha, pasha pshad, is focused on you, the one who's giving the tocha, right? The melchiach. Halchiach, melchiach, samisecha. You have a mitzvah to go look out for your fellow Jew and make sure that he's on the right path and give him mussar. Here the smack is focusing the mitzvah on the receiver of the tocha. Maybe, I didn't check if he has a separate mitzvah, I should check. If he has a separate mitzvah, and in addition to that, you have to receive the tochacha, or this is all that he has. There's a mitzvah coming upon you to receive and love the tocha and love the one who gives you tocha. So those are the other pshat of the Rishonim. So now we have three different ways of understanding this mitzvah for the Rishonim who count them. Either it's the not doing tshuva b'machshava, to not love in the tzivoy and the lav of loving tocha, and the Ramban to focus on the divrei navi and not be confused by other signs. So why is it that the Rambam thinks that it's something that shouldn't be kept in? Because the Rambam already has a mitzvah, lishma l'divrei navi. So it's totally not necessary to count this lav. This is obviously just a lav klali. Where does the Rambam bring down the mitzvah lishma l'divrei navi? That is in mitzvah. Kufayim beis. Mitzvah say kufayim beis. This is Lashon Rambam, based in a pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, pasuk in a parsha Shoftim. He should tivana l'shmola kol navi, not kol kufav kol navi. Every navi. Meinaviim v'lasos kol mashi yitzava afilu tiva behefech mitzvah. O klal mitzvah mei mitzvah ha'ilu ubetenai shiazel l'fisha. There's a mitzvah that you have to listen to all the words of the navi. Even if the Navi tells you to go against the Torah, we'll discuss what the parameters of that are. As long as that's only a temporary thing, Loshi tiva lehis tamid tosefes ochi sarin kamosha be'erna b'psichas chiburinu perisha mishnah v'akasav shaba ba'atzivoy hu amariz parach elav tishmaun. What pasuk is mechayvas to listen to the Navi? The pasuk that says elav tishmaun. What's lush in the whole pasuk? Okay. Good. Okay, from earlier context, let's see. Then it says, Torah says, Parak Yilchas, Pasuk Yilchas, Navi Akim Lahem Mikarev Achiem Kemocha. You have a mitzvah, you should establish a Navi amongst clients or like you. Venastati Divari the Thiv, V'diber Elohim is called Asherati Venu. I'm going to put my words in his mouth. V'yayayisha Sherlo Yishmael Divari Asher. The person who doesn't listen to the words that I'm putting in the mouth of this Navi, I'm going to be darish for him. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that means there's a chi of Misa bidei Shemaim to not follow the Navi. And then it says Navi Sheker, or to not speak from the words of the Navi. So the Iker, Pasuk. A second, am I missing one? Where's Lashon Rav about Tishmun? Right, so the Navi that speaks b'shem of Arizara. In the earlier pasuk, it's the same pasuk twice, similar pasuk twice. Pasuk Tazvav, Navi mikir b'cha me'achicha kamoni yakim l'cha Adonai lecha elav tishmon. A Navi similar to me, Hashem will establish a love tishmon. You should follow, you should listen to his words. So that the Rambam thinks is the mitzvah to be l'shmol divrei Navi. And he has a separate mitzvah of saying kafayin beis. And then there are other mitzvahs that surround that of Navi Sheker and a Navi that's misnav b'shem of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Peites Amud Beis, I think, lists off all the different chivei misas beis. Sometimes being over on a divrei Navi, or the Navi that's misnav b'sheker is chayv misa bidei Adam. And sometimes it's chayv misa bidei Shemayim. Not listening to the Navi is chayv misa bidei Shemayim. And the Rambam clearly establishes this in Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, where he deals with all the issues of Nevuah. And the Rambam Perek test there, I think Halacha Beis, says the following. So the Rambam earlier was saying about Baal Tosef that Nevi'im can't come and add on to mitzvah. So we're talking about a Navi Rosh HaChadosh Davar. So the Rambam says, well, then what's the point of a Navi? Imkin Lama never betorah Navi Akim Lehem Mekarev Achiyem Kamocha. Lo Lasos Dasu Ba. It's not coming to add to the religion. Elat Savos Al Devriya Torah Lahazir Ha'am Shalol Yavar Leh to Mechazik the Torah. Kamosh Anamar Ha'achar and Shibin Zichwa Torah Moshe Avdi. Right? Malachi says, what's the point of all Nevuah? Just to go over a chazara of the original Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chinim tzivano b'divrei harashus k'gon l'chu l'makom ploni o lo se l'chu asim l'chama hayom lo sasu. Right, as we find most of them right in Malachim, all the Malachim and Sefer Malachim are going to Nevi'im to establish whether or not they should go to war. B'no choma zu al-tivnu mitzvah l'shmoa lo. The Navi tells you, build this building, build this tower, go to Milchama, and you don't go. But overall, divrei Navi, dvarim chayim misa bidei shemayim. Shemar vayish asher lo yeshma al divrei Navi asher yidaver b'shmi anochi edrash me'amos. So the chayim misa bidei shemayim to not follow divrei Navi. So now you have the Rambam on one hand, but the chayim to follow the Navi comes from Navi Eilav Tishmur, and Navi Kemocha Akim Bekir B'chai Eilav Tishmur. And as the pasuk said, just got that pasuk wrong, I shouldn't have done that. Go. The general tzivoy to establish a Navi, and for the Bahag, it's the pasuk in Parshas Ekev of Losashku as Erpas Losashku Erpas Chamod. But by the not right Navi Mikibach Ami Achicha Kamoni Yakim Lachad Nailecha a love tishmun. So the Rambam it's a love tishmun, and for the Bahag it is the erpachem lo sakshu od. So it's kshias ore for the Bahag, and it's a love tishmun for the Rambam. So now if we take a step back and look at some of the details of the halacha of the chiyuv that we have to follow the Navi, and maybe we can understand the two different points, right? Because if they're coming, if the Rambam and the Bahag are coming from two different Makoros, then we would expect they have a very different understanding of the mitzvah. So let's look at the mitzvah and then look back in the Makoros and see how that comes from there. And it starts with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Let me just find the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. With Rashi. Rambam ignores a very important lashon of the Mishnah. I said Pei Tesam and Beis. I think it's Pei Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara, the drasha is on Pei Tesam and Beis. The Mishnah is Pei Tesam and Aleph. The Mishnah says Navi Hashaker Hamis Navi Mashalo Shama Umashalo Nemberlo Misasa Bidei Adam. A Navi Shaker, and someone misnava what wasn't told to him. So that's Misasa Bidei Adam. Avalakovish is nevuaso. Someone who gets a nevu and doesn't say it over. Vahamivater al divrei navi. For navi shall divrei atzmo misasa bidei shemayim. Shenemar anochi edrosh meimo. And then the Mishnah describes the misnav b'shem v'ros kechavim. So the lashon of the Mishnah is not how over al divrei navi. It's hamivater al divrei navi. Someone is mevater on a divrei navi. So what would you say? What does that connote? Lashon over al divrei navi means that you violated the words of navi just like everybody else. But I'm mevater al divrei navi, so that sounds a little bit different. What does it mean if I'm a mevater on something? It means I give up on it. So Rashi says, what does it mean mevater al divrei navi? Hamafkiram shelo chashish lamash amar lo hanavi. He's mafkir the words of the navi. He doesn't pay any attention to what the navi tells him. So what would be a clear case? And the Ram doesn't make any indication that. He just says, oh, he gives an example. The Ram says, the navi tells you, build a building. It's your job. Shem appoints you, you're the next Pitzal, there's an important building that needs to be built, go build it. Spend all your money, whatever it is, and now you have a tzilur from the Navi, you should listen to him. So you don't listen to him. The Rambam says, you're chayiv misa. So that's not hamafkiram, like Rashi says, hamafkiram shalom chash slumash amar lo Navi. You were chash from the Navi said, you took it to heart, you listened to the Navi, you just said, I prefer to build my own house, right, I want to save my money, that's not being, one second, we'll get there. Right? I listened to the Navi in the sense that I heard his words, Asma Kabbal's words. I have a taiva that I prefer to do my own thing. I'm not interested in what the Navi has to say. But it comes back to what he spoke in Shorosh Aleph. Right? Dinim Derabanan. You could violate a Din Derabanan. You could sleep late per morning, not go to, forget Vasikin. You don't even go to the Megillah Vasikin, but you miss all the Kriyas Megillahs all day. Right? Kriyas Megillahs Kashar Kol Yom. So you miss the Megillah, you forget about Megillah, you get busy with purpose. That's one way of being over on Dinim Derabanan. There's another way of being over on Dinim Derabanan. Right, there's a person, a Jew, who has a certain shita, who he would purposely be mafkia himself from chiyuvei perim, something against perim. Famous person.
Ah, I'm talking about this.
He would go to Tel Aviv go to Yerushalayim and Yudalit and Tel Aviv and Tezvav. No perim. Okay, so that's totally different than someone who sleeps late. Okay, so he thought he was right, but Chazal probably think otherwise. I'm going to have to judge, but. But that's totally different. That's not just, I had gotten involved with other things. That's taking a stance against Chazal. So the same thing by the Navi. I cannot listen to the Navi because it's in my own self-interest. I prefer not to. He's telling me to do something very difficult. So I don't want to do it. I'm not going to be mostly nefesh. But what Rashi is describing when Vatil Divri Navi is that it's not just that my type is not telling me. I'm opposed to this Navi. Maybe I'm opposed to Navu in general, or specifically, who is this Navi? Maybe I don't think this person who is a rightful Navi is not right to have Navua. And I'm going to totally ignore his nevuah. The Minchas Chinuch.
Wait, is there any riot? Like, that's any riot that?
To what? To Rashi?
No, that distinct, like.
But that chilek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Minchas Chinuch is very. I'll show you the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, so you would say what? That Rashi's love, you want a lot of dafka? Rashi, you want a lot of dafka in the Mishnah?
Yeah, I have to love dafka.
Yeah, but why does the Mishnah say vata? The Mishnah say over. The Mishnah knows how to say over. Over, right? Actually, the Mishnah, you know how I know the Mishnah knows how to say over? The next line of Mishnah is Navi Shavrol Divrei Atzmo. Right? Avrol Divrei Atzmo, he's obviously not Vatar Divrei Atzmo. He knows that he got Nevuah.
No, because I think it's more common Russian, because the Stam thing that the Navi does is he tells you to Rocha. Okay. It happens to be the Stam thing, so it makes sense.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say therefore it comes to exclude something
good.
Else.
So very good. So that's what I was thinking, something similar for the Bahag, that it could be the reason why the Mishnah uses that Lashon. I didn't connect this, but maybe this is the Diyuk in it. And I think this is going to, we'll see this is going to be our Nafkamina. I think for the Bahag, the essence of the mitzvah l'shmolah divrei Navi is not what the Rambam says. If the Navi tells you to build a building or to go to Milchama, you should listen to him, but you're not chayv misa. That's not being she'orif. She'orif is the Navi, the ikar tafka of the Navi, if you look through...
That's what Navi means.
Right, is what?
It's to speak out your message.
Right. What's the philosophy of the Pasuk? You tell him Nivs Fasayim, I think?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Nivs Fasayim. Who says that?
I know Jesseran says that. I'm
Jesseran. I think other people say Nivs Fasayim, right. So I think for the Bahag, the ikar tafka of the Navi is, if the Navi comes, let's say Ninveh, right? If the Navi comes, let's say they were Jewish. So if the Navi comes to a city and says, you're being over on Averos, right, you know, we're making a siyag, we're making a takana here, things have to change. I, the Navim, saying, right, the next person who, right, that the Navim established muksa, right, what are they coming to do? Right, they're coming to protect Shmir Shabbos. The Navi says, I'm giving Musar, there has to be more Shmir Shabbos here, for no more ball playing on Shabbos. So if someone doesn't listen to the Musa of the Navi, over in the Navi Chai Misa. But I don't think the Bahag, based on his Lashon, it's not, you're not Kshay Oref, by not building the building that the Navi tells you to build. That's, or let's say, maybe that's up for grabs, maybe that's in between. I'll take a case on the third extreme. You go to the Navi, and this is definitely what the purpose, I think the Gra speaks about this is definitely what the purpose of the Nevi'im were, should be back here, the Chisaron that we have that Navi, but the Nevi'im were there to be our spiritual guidance. Then we would tell them, we would go to them, and they would be able to find, the Gra speaks about how, in the time of the Navi, each person had their own avodah miyuchedus. Nowadays, we have to just follow. Everyone should find their own way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't so much have like their own. Everyone has their own individual path to find. I mean, everyone should find their Hashem, but we all also at the same time try to fall in line to normative Judaism.
Where is that
Gra? I'm not sure. Volbi quotes in Ali Shur. I can find it. Where is that Gra? I don't think it's Avich Shlema. Oh, look it up. So he says that with the point, the Navi was there to tell you, according to who you are, it's like you're going to your rebellion, but it's much more than that. Who you are for your specific personality, your specific tafkin, this is what you should do. This is your derech avodah. Nowadays, we don't have that. We could try to understand best we can what our tafkin is in this world. The Navi was clear. So that's, let's say, on a ruchnis level. And probably, my guess is true on a gashmis level. If you go to a Navi, and you ask the Navi, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't waste the Navi's time with this, but if you go to the Navi and ask the Navi, you know, this is my business venture, should I go into it? And the Navi tells you, yeah, you should go into it. It's a good idea. Right? Al pi nevuah, you're going to be matzliach in the following, just like the kings tell you on a national level, on a level of yachid, this is a good idea, you should do the following thing. So if someone doesn't do that, I don't think, especially according to the Baha'i, you're not over on the Navi, you're not chayav misa. You have a Navi who could give you guidance, who could tell you Dvar Hashem, but when a Navi comes and gives you a mitzvah, it's only b'derech musar, and it makes sense that the smack uses that same pasuk to be tochcha, but the Bahag is using for nevuah. Overall, divrei Navi, according to the Bahag, is only b'derech k'sheyas oref of not listening the Torah's tochcha musar. And I think the Rambam is the other extreme. The Rambam will tell you that no, it's not. It doesn't matter so much about his words that are coming out of his mouth. The violation is the gavra. You're over al divrei Navi, the Navi himself. Hashem, it's clear from the whole Rambam's whole presentation on Nevuah, that's what it's all about. Because that's the Rambam's difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone else. And the Rambam says that he emphasizes this in the Hakdama Perish Mishnayos. And Navi doesn't need to do also samosim. Once he reaches a certain spiritual madriga, that should be clear to our call, he doesn't have to prove himself anymore. Then he becomes a Navi. And if he says, I'm a Navi, we have ways of verifying what, if he predicts something going to happen, is going to happen. But he doesn't have to do a sign for us to take him seriously. We should take him seriously until, once he's muchsak, until, otherwise the Ram actually compares it in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, in an earlier parak, in Parak Zion, to Shnei Edim. So it's just like we have a chazaka, Shnei Edim Dolmai, so too by Navi, I think it's Parak Zion, let's see if we find it. Final test. Second, where is this? Here was Abakali Shirza. Headline. somewhere here in the Ramach Tzadik Torah, he compares Navi to Shnei Edom, if I can't find it. Parches is the Moshe Rabbeinu. There it is. It's where he describes this point, that you don't need Osos and Mosim. So he says that just like the Torah says, Dini Mamonis, we should pass Dini Mamonis based on Shnei Edom, even if we don't know for sure that it's true. Rather, it's some sort of chazaka. So too, Divrei Navi. One second. No, I'll find it afterwards. Okay, so look for it. So that's what the Rambam clearly says. So the emphasis of the Rambam is on the Gavra. Every time you violate Divrei Navi, it's not the words per se, build this building, go to Mechama. But you're rejecting him, and therefore his shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're rejecting their partnership, that mission. So that's what overall Divrei Navi is Chayim Misa. It's Navi, right? It's Eilav Tishmun. I can give a Kamoni, Kamocha. I'm establishing a Navi, Eilav Tishmun. So by not listening to him, you're breaking that connection to Hashem and trust him. And that's what overall Divrei Navi is Chayim Misa. For the Bahag, we're more focused on actual the Divrei Navi, and therefore I would think, and see, I haven't said this, but it would be Derech Masur. So Rashi is somewhere in between. If you accept this Diyuk, Menachas Chinuch says that Rashi is Isser ben Vater Dafka, and he has three rayas. His most textual raya in the Sugya is, what would you expect? The Mishnah says, "How do I know that I'm Chayav Misa by Mevatel Levi Nevi? Anochi Edrosh Mimo." So what Sukkim would we go to prove this idea? That if you're over the Navi, you're Chayav Misa. I would go to Pesukim and Shoftim. Somehow I'd find the Drasha in those Pesukim and Shoftim to describe the Navi, they're Chayav Misa. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amivatal Divrei Navi kigon Chavrei the Micha. Tichsev Ish Echad mibnei Hanaviim Asher Amal Reyeu b'Dvar Hashem Hikari Navi Amen Ha'ish LaHakosav Tichsev Yomer Lo Yana Shelo Shemata." By in Malachim, where's Malachim Aleph? Malachim Aleph. Rashi fills you in the blanks. Michael ben Yimalish and his Navi also Ayom al Achav. Right, thinking who was right. Achav says the Navi says that Achav's going to fall, and that the Navi, his other co Navi, should hit him, and the pasuk says he didn't hit him. The Yomer Yana Shelo Shemata, the Navi Yana Shelo Shemata, he didn't hit him. So what is the lashon of the pasuk? V'yamana Ish LaKosa. Right, he refrained from hitting him. So the Michas Chinuch asks, why are we using this as our makar? Why don't we just go straight to the Torah? What's the difference between Torah says, listen to the Navi, you don't listen to him, I'm going to be Ed Josh Mima, why do we come to here? So it emphasizes this point, that it's Dafka, let me find the line, it's Dafka. And it's, we'll leave off with a second raya, this third raya is from Shalom Melech. Oh, Matin Gabi Shalom Melech, Shalom Shalom Ledivri Shmuel, Navi Allah Shalom. What happened when Shmuel, when Shaul, sorry, kept the Melchim Amalekim alive against the Nevuah of Shmuel? What was his punishment? His punishment was his Malucha was taken away from him. How come he wasn't Chayav Misa Bidei Shemayim? Why do we have to take his Malucha away from him? Why don't we just go straight to the Onesh of the Torah? So says the Menachas Chinuch, Lulei Divrei Rambam. Because the Isser is only when I'm not choshish for the Navi at all. Like Rashi says, the mafkirim ve'inu choshish, v'al zeh kamar b'gemar, k'gon chavrei, d'michayah d'amar lei, hakeni v'lo shama, d'haya ve'inu divrei Navi l'lag, d'la mikol, so the Navi says, hit him. Oh, it's a joke, I don't have to hit him, I don't want to listen to that Navi. V'yidizah esher d'lo ha'emin b'dvar, v'al zeh nish misa b'dei shemayim. So that's why we don't bring the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says, I don't follow the Navi. The example in Malachim is that I ignore the Navi in his face. I totally disrespect him. It's only to totally disrespect him. And that's why, by Shaul, he had a cheshbon why he kept him Agag alive. It wasn't because he was not interested in Shmuel as a Navi and totally Malayag alive. Whatever his cheshbon was, he had a cheshbon to keep Agag alive. So that's why his punishment wasn't Misa B'dei Shemayim. He had a different punishment. The Misa was taken, the Malucha was taken away from him. What's the Menachas Chinuch's middle raya? Something that we addressed in the beginning of Shoresh Gimel. But it's good to get back to the deal. This is just a great question. Use it for a lot of things. Just good question to have in your pocket. Menachas Chinuch, you know, his Amkus. The Menachas Chinuch asked the following question, that we know that Kol Tarkula is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu unique. He's a Navi. So just like the Ramban says in Chorosh Aleph, he quotes the Ramban in Chorosh Aleph, the Rambam says Mitzvahs Derabbanan, only Mitzvahs Derabbanan. What are you talking about? Lefi you, the Rambam, every Mitzvah Derabbanan is a Lavi Asei Dereisa. Says the Ramban, says the Mechas Chinuch, let's take it next step up. Every regular Mitzvah Asei or Lav is not just the Mitzvah Asei or Lav. I'm a Vatal Mitzvah Sukkah. I'm also overall Divrei Navi of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Mechas Chinuch's Kasha. His teretz is, everyone knows other teretzes in the Kasha. What's the Mechas Chinuch's teretz of the Kasha? This point. If I'm over on a Mitzvah, I'm not being Mevatir and Matkir and ignoring Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm over on that specific Mitzvah, for whatever specific taiva. Whatever reason I was over on a specific Mitzvah, I was over on that Mitzvah.
It's like the Rambam, the Rabbah.
Would that, what?
It's only answer for...
Well, it would only answer not even for the Rav, he thinks it only answers for Rashi.
Rashi,
right? For Rashi...
Why, because you're not doing it on a Navi, you're doing it on a...
No, you're not trying... You're when you're over on a Navira, Chas Shalom, a person's over on a Navira, their intention isn't a rejection of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu.
Even the Hachis.
So there's nothing to do with the Nevu... I'm not ignoring a Navi in Moshe Rabbeinu's face, and not in the Mitzvah. It's top of their bonus Shalom. That's from the Hachis. There's nothing to do with the Nevu. It's implicit, maybe, but it's not explicit. Okay, Yechanami, if someone explicitly said, according to Mechas Chinuch, I'm not violating lulav, or maybe, in addition to my violation of not taking a lulav, because I am theologically opposed to taking a lulav, I also want to disrespect Moshe Rabbeinu as a Navi, as the Rabbim says in Zikr, as I don't call Naviim, Yechanami, maybe
we chai Misha. Some of the stuff, just to be precise, it's probably not about being a Navi, it's about...
His Nevuah.
Because you have Nevi'im making Takanos.
Right.
So you according, meaning
right.
Those should be.
Those are Chayim Misa. According to the Ram, they are Chayim Misa.
Ooh, you think those are Chayim Misa?
If a Navi. You're saying Takanos Nevi'im, sorry, like a Takanos Nevuah.
Yeah.
Not a Takana Betoras Navi. Like,
right, I think it's meaning the Nevuah.
Like, you're saying, what's Takanos Nevi'im? Arava, right? Arava in the Migdash. So that the Gemara in Sukkot is Takanos Nevi'im. No, Echanami, you're not Chayim Misa. But if a Navi's been attacking something with Torah's Nevuah, right? So Purim, that's why this all varying again to Purim to discuss. So that's the Michas Chinuch's Kasha. That's his Teretz. There's a lot of other Teretzim to that Kasha. We spoke about one or two, or very similar. Ron Soloveitchik said that. How do you say it? There's a difference between the way he said and the way everyone says is the following, that everybody says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, what's uniqueness about his Nevuah, is that every time he spoke, his Nevuah automatically, because of his unique role, is Torah. His Nevuah is Torah. So every time he speaks, we don't view it as overall Divrei Navi, he's Koveya through his Nevuah, what Torah is. So that's why over on the Divrei Navi. I think the way Ron Soloveitchik said it was a little bit different. It didn't say for a... Parach Mata Aaron in Hesisari Torah. Yeah, I remember exactly what he said. He said it differently. And the other answer is all in the Mishpach here. The Avodas HaMelech, right? That was so I think that's where George's uncle.
He's
uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an
uncle thing.
So the Avodas HaMelech. Chaim Heller was. No, this is Rav Kurkowski.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Kurkowski.
Who's Chaim Heller?
Chaim Heller was... I think he's just... Remember, Chaim Heller was just in Berlin, wasn't he, at the same time?
Are you sure?
Yeah, Chaim Heller wrote Sefer Mitzvot. He has a new Targum and a new gear to Sefer Mitzvot. But Baruch Melech is not of Chaim Heller. He's a Kurkowski. So there he has a bunch of answers to this question. One answer he has, and other Chaim go this also, is that it's Dafka if you heard from that Navi. You have to hear the words of the Navi. Because the Medrash Halach and Shoftim says... that the Navi should speak, right? Hashem says, I'll put my words in his mouth. That's what the Medrash says. It doesn't say that you're not Chaimisa, but it's that there's no mitzvah l'shma divrei Navi, ayidim b'torgamon. So the Avodah Samalach says that if Kolshkin, if you never heard the words of the Navi, it's being passed down from Dori Doros, so you won't be Chaimisa from being over on divrei Navi. There's other answers in there as well. Just a few projects. If you look through the Mechas Chinuch here, he really does a great job. This is where, like, it's a small sugya, so he covers all the issues very concisely. Tavkuf test Zion. One other issue, this is a sugya with the answer, but it relates to a lot of this stuff, so something to look into, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara, where is it, earlier daf in Sanhedrin, and Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Tzadi, where is it in Sanhedrin? Quotes the Tos in Sanhedrin. Is on Daf. I think it's running a pay test also. Here it is, Peitas on base. This fits in. This is a nafkamina of how, what parameters the mitzvah shmol de reinav is, because we know the Rambam emphasizes this. You should take a look in the Hakdam and Perish Mishnayos. The Rambam talks a lot about the solos and nevuah. The Rambam emphasizes this point, that the Navi has the right lefi horah shah to be to back the mitzvah of the Torah, to be overrun on a lav. Right, Eliyahu brought karbanos bachutz and bamos, which is a iser, very chamer iser. Eliyahu had the right to do it lefi horah shah. So the Rambam is clear in Hakdama Perish Mishnayos. He has a very interesting mashal. So that the Navi comes and says that on this Shabbos we have to go to war. We have to mechal nabkuch nabish. We have to mechal Shabbos. We have to go and do battle. Okers Torah Lefi Shah. So if some one Jew sits back and says, no, you know, an old man sits back and says, I'm going to have my regular Shabbos. I'm going to learn. I'm going to daven. I'm going to go to the tish, whatever I'm going to do on Shabbos. And he doesn't have tircha and yegiya to go out and battle, he's chayv misa, Ram says. This is the way he dramatizes it. But the Ram and the Michas Chinuch points out, it's pretty clear that the Ram was chozer Mishnah Torah. We know the Ram says that build a house, go to war, if by not over under Navi, you're Chayim Misa. But maybe the whole other sug of a Navi's job to have the ability to be Okeres in Torah, even though he's a Navi and he's saying something, it's possible for the Rambam, it seems to be pretty clear in Rambam Mishnah Torah that you're not Chayim Misa. It's us, so you have to listen to the Navi. But the Chayim Misa doesn't apply when he's coming in a different role. He's not giving a role of just telling you something is different Rishos or giving Musar. It's a different role. Figure out what the distinction is. I'm not sure. I tried to think about it. I'm not sure what the pshat is. When he's coming to be Okeres Torah, but Tosos in Sanhedrin and Yevamos when saying is very clear that you are Chayim Misa in that case, and that the Aseh does apply. Lechem Mishnah points this out. So that's one machlokes Rishonim that will fit to this, where we draw the lines of the parameters of the mitzvah shmol divrei Navi.
Yeah, so I would like to say the Navi says to build a house. So where are you putting that one according to Rambam?
What do you what?
Rambam, he tells you to build a house.
Right.
So that one, that's not the Rishos.
No, that's Rishos. That's the Rishos.
Well, that's...
I mean, it's Inyane Rishos. What is he speaking about? He's not speaking about... You're not giving
why would he make a chilek?
Right. It's a very hard chilek. Right. It's a very hard chilek. I was just talking to somebody before. It's a very hard... I don't really know the chilek would be between... If you build it, if he tells you to build a house, you don't build a house, you're Chayim Misa. If he tells you to be Okeres Torah, and you don't, so it could be that once he's speaking in the realm of Okeres Torah, so we only view it in that context, where it's not that it's that he has the right to tap in, let's say, to those Dinei Torah. So I just tell this now, maybe it's even better. We have to find Raya to listen to those sugyas, but it's a kiyum in that Avera to adapt in that. Avera?
Oh, that's so long.
Is a kiyum, right? It's not an Avera Shchut Eichutz. It's upholding Shchut Eichutz, so to speak, by following the Navi to dock me over in the Avera in this case.
That's huge. So,
I don't know. I'm bothered by this distinction. You could think about it if you have better suggestions. I haven't fully thought this through, but it's clear that it's Mechlech Rishon Lech Meshach points out. The other last issue in terms of the parameters of this mitzvah is, what do we say? We said the second about the divrei Torah, right, is in that prod, in that sugya of Navi has the right to be Okeres Dinei Torah. So if you look in Tosfos, it's very hard to read, but especially Tosfos and Yevamos, if you look in Tosfos over there, it seems to be two deals, whether or not his right to be Okeres Dinei Torah is that only if Hashem gives him a specific tzivoy, you Navi go and tell Klaiso, or even Midaito. If the Navi, once he's established as a Navi, he has the right Midaito to go and be Okeres Dinei Torah. That fits in to the Pesukim, maybe when we said, are you being over the Gavra Navi, or his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu's tafka that he's putting him on, or his words. The more you view, there's a Brisker Rav in the beginning of Shmos, talks about this in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu, the more you view, he says it's only true by Moshe Rabbeinu, the more you view the Navi as, the way the Brisker Rav describes it, Moshe Rabbeinu's role as a Navi is as a mouthpiece of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Really, it's his words that are coming straight through his mouth. The more you view the Navi as that, opposed to like him having the right to interpret the words, right? Is the Navi just a straight mouthpiece that is with Dvar Hashem, or he gets Dvar Hashem and he has the ability to interpret that? That might fit in to this nafkamina of if he says me daito to be overall different Torah, does he have the right to do that? Is there a chiyuv l'shmol? I see that posted in Yevamos and Daf. Okay.